SBS Radio.
Pendengar sekalian, dengan meningkatnya biaya pendidikan, semakin banyak kakek dan nenek membantu biaya sekolah cucu-cucu mereka. Biaya menyekolahkan anak yang lahir pada tahun 2018 ke sistem sekolah swasta mencapai hampir setengah juta dolar dari persiapan hingga tahun 12. Dan itu bisa lebih tinggi di kota-kota besar. Namun dengan harapan hidup yang lebih lama, penting untuk membuat keputusan yang diperhitungkan sebelum menggunakan tabungan pensiun Anda untuk menyekolahkan cucu Anda. Berikut ini sebuah laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Amy Chin Yu Wang. Biaya pendidikan di Australia menjadi perhatian banyak keluarga. Sebuah survei baru-baru ini oleh EdStart menunjukkan bahwa hanya setengah dari keluarga dengan anak-anak di sekolah swasta yang mampu membayar biayanya hanya dengan gaji mereka saja. Kepala Pengalaman Anggota Q Super, Jason Murray, mengatakan, berdasarkan data Biro Statistik Australia, biaya pendidikan naik 44% dalam 6 tahun sebelum sensus 2016. Tidak mengherankan, lebih banyak kakek dan nenek sekarang membantu biaya sekolah cucu-cucu mereka.
We found with members between the ages of 25 and 34 that 37% found that the cost of children's education was an extreme concern. So, and that rose as you got older. So the next age group between 35 and 44, that was 44%. So clearly there is a stress there, there is a challenge there. And so putting that into perspective, the pressure on young families is very high, and that is likely to be driving people, grandparents, etc., to try and help.
Kepala Literacy and Advocacy Keuangan BT Group, Brian Ashton, mengatakan baby boomer semakin banyak yang memilih untuk membayar biaya sekolah daripada meninggalkan uang mereka untuk cucu-cucunya karena mereka dapat mengontrol dengan lebih baik penggunaan uang pemberian mereka itu.
If you were to leave it behind as part of a will, as part of an estate, there is always the risk that it can be challenged. And so the money, it could end up, number one, going to somebody else that you didn't want the money to go to, or it could be used for a completely different purpose. And there are also some potential tax considerations coming through. So maybe not as much money will be left behind as what you originally thought would be the case.
Ashton mengatakan pertanyaan utamanya adalah, sebagai kakek dan nenek, berapa besar kontribusi yang ingin Anda berikan untuk biaya pendidikan cucu Anda? Satu hal yang perlu diingat adalah aturan pemberian hadiah yang ditetapkan oleh pemerintah.
If you're in receipt of, for example, the age pension from the government, there are gifting rules that come into play. Now, it doesn't mean that you can't give them that money, but what it does mean is if you exceed the limits, which is generally it's $10,000 per year, or it's $30,000 within a 5-year period, if you give more than that money away, then that excessive amount, whilst you don't have it, it's still deemed to be an asset of yours, and it's an asset of yours for a 5-year period. And what that means is Centrelink will take it into consideration in working out what the level of age pension is that you can get.
Sebuah survei oleh industri dana super REST menemukan bahwa hampir sepertiga dari pensiunan warga Australia akan menggunakan dana pensiun mereka untuk membiayai uang sekolah cucu mereka. Jason Murray menyarankan bahwa kakek dan nenek perlu mengingat bahwa dana pensiun dimaksudkan untuk kesejahteraan Anda pada masa pensiun Anda.
There is tax implications. You know, there are certain products like investment bonds or insurance bonds, which have different tax structures, and they have implications and they need to be considered. So, you know, considering how the education costs can be funded long term, recognizing that there is going to be various other implications on, you know, including potentially your health and being able to make sure that you're not making a commitment that you can't endure for the long term. And if you're looking at putting money into investment bonds or other structures, who has control of that over the duration?
Anu Krishnan, pekerja sosial yang berbasis di Melbourne, mengatakan tidak semua orang mampu membayar biaya sekolah swasta untuk cucu mereka. Namun ini tidak menghentikan kakek dan nenek membuka masa depan yang lebih cerah bagi cucu-cucu mereka karena ada beberapa yang menumbuhkan cara lain untuk membantu mereka.
I think there's a perception of exclusivity in private schools within migrant communities, and they want their children to make good long-term connections, to build their networks, which the perception is that happens through private schools, which is why a lot of them end up either sending their children to a lot of tuition and coaching classes so the children will crack the private school exams for scholarship and do it. And one of the parents actually told me that the grandparents paid for the children's coaching to get a scholarship onto private school because that was more affordable than paying for 5 years of private school fees.
Satu dari lima orang berusia di atas 65 tahun yang lahir di negara yang tidak berbahasa Inggris, keuangannya biasanya dikelola oleh anak-anak mereka yang sudah dewasa di Australia. Mereka yang tinggal di rumah tangga multigenerasi mungkin akhirnya didorong untuk membayar biaya sekolah cucu mereka dengan mengorbankan kebebasan finansial mereka sendiri. Krishnan menyarankan bahwa orang tua harus mencoba memahami keuangan mereka untuk menghindari kehilangan kendali atas tabungan pensiun mereka itu.
And before they know it, if they've got two or three grandkids, it adds up to quite a bit. And then they're pretty much subsidizing all of that because in their minds, the children have to look after them. And if I'm paying for something, then I'm doing it because it's my duty, because it's something that I want to do. Even if they are putting themselves at a financial hardship or at a financially negative position, leaving themselves vulnerable to being taken advantage of.
Perlu diingat, pelecehan finansial adalah salah satu bentuk yang paling umum pelecehan orang tua di Australia. Pengalaman dari Krishnan ketika bekerja dengan komunitas India di Melbourne menyoroti bahwa orang yang lebih tua mungkin mengalaminya tanpa menyadari hal itu. Ia merekomendasikan untuk berbicara dengan pusat hukum komunitas lokal Anda untuk mendapatkan nasihat keuangan yang benar serta melakukan percakapan terbuka dengan anak-anak Anda sebelum membuat komitmen jangka panjang.
So they need to start having some of those conversations with their children and not be shy off or be afraid of asking those questions of their children. Like, okay, you want me to pay $1,000 every month, but what is that for and how long do I have to pay that for? And understand that if it's $1,000 here that's coming out of their savings every month, then in 4 years' time, it's close to $50,000-$60,000 that's going to be gone. So they need to understand the implications of some of that and make decisions from a completely informed perspective.
Brian Essendon menyarankan untuk mempertimbangkan harapan anggota keluarga lainnya sebelum menggunakan tabungan Anda untuk membayar biaya sekolah salah satu cucu Anda.
Whilst helping out, you know, is a really noble thing that you might want to do, just be aware that as the grandparents, are you setting yourself up that there's going to be a greater expectation that you'll do it for more people than you were thinking you were going to do it for.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.